Hi, this is your host, Daniel Gutierrez, with Awakening to Abundance. I'd like to welcome to our call today's guest, Joffrey Oswald. Joffrey noticed his intuitive abilities at a young age. Living in Colorado, he's had a deep curiosity of the mystical world with a strong need to know the truth. This driving need ultimately took him to India. There at the age of 25, he experienced a profound change that directed him on his current spiritual path. From a small town in Mennonite College to Costa Rica, Norway, and finally to India, Joffrey now devotes his life to sharing the deepest truth of what he has learned to assist the world in their awakening. Today you will discover how to create more intimate connection with the universe, steps to reinvent yourself to create the world you want, and how to shape-shift your life from the inside out. And over the next 60 minutes, you also uncover a deeper resource of peace within yourself, learn how to start seeing life with an abundance vision. Joffrey, thank you for joining us today, and welcome to the call.
Thank you, Daniel. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, I'm really excited. So, Joffrey, could you take, you know, 2 or 3 minutes and share what you believe has been the major turning points that have allowed you to manifest the current level of success you enjoy today?
Yeah. You know, I find that each time I look back at my life and I, you know, keep peering through the veil, you know, the mind tends to want to believe certain things, you know, and tends to not want to believe other things. And every time I peer back in my past, I'm like, well, what's really true here? You know, what is it that really created and molded, you know, the way that I think and the way I believe and the way I see the world and all of that. And I'd have to say that it was an initial trip to India when I was 25 that really opened my mind to understanding that I wasn't my mind, that that we are connected to, we'll call it the universal mind, and each moment, each millisecond, there is this download of connection to a higher consciousness, a higher vibration, a higher way of understanding the whole universe, the cosmic whole, and that just came pounding into my being in India in such a way that I had no choice but to accept it. It was so profound. There was such a shift in the way that my heart felt, the way I saw other people interacted, just the way I looked at the past and the future were completely different. There wasn't a sense of fear anymore. There was only a sense of curiosity and excitement and saying, oh, wow, well, I realize that I'm an infinite being and this is a huge playground. And there's nothing to fear, you know. There's only energy and consciousness, and wherever I direct my attention is where energy flows. The universal mind is always here; it's always feeding me exactly what I most need to know. Any question I have can be answered at any moment. There's such an alignment that is our natural state, and just something about doing a lot of meditation in India in a place where, you know, there's not much going on in the material world as far as distractions, you know. It's a very impoverished country, so you just basically do a lot of internal searching and diving within. And I believe that is the big secret. If you can create that as a priority, you'll get there eventually, you know, with enough persistence and letting go and diving deep in an emotionally, just an emotionally raw way, like really being real with what are you feeling, what are your feelings, and what are you feeling right now? You know, just being real with yourself in this moment and with your life and what's going on, you know, then that brings the fire up even, you know, higher. And that's where this awakening happens, sort of burns through the veil of the mind being in the way and analyzing, trying to figure things out and micromanage and control. You know, there's so much trying to control everything and get,
right.
You know, 5 minutes from now, what are we going to, we got to control our lives and what's going to happen.
What a contrast you built there. The thought came through my mind of New York, Manhattan, Times Square versus India, nothing going on. To me, it's a very difficult thing to comprehend, right? I get New York downtown, Times Square, but to get in that space where there's nothing else to do but go inward. Now you really have to start the work, right? Listen, I'm really excited about the call. What would you, Joffrey? What would you, in your world, what does abundance mean to you?
Well, I mean, materially, or you know, as far as your relationship with money. I would say you're financially free when you never have to think about money.
Mm.
I mean, it doesn't even come into your consciousness in, you know, the next 30 days or 90 days of your life. You don't even think about money. That's somebody who's truly free from their finances. And there is a state of abundance that comes out of that freedom. That's our natural state. And so you may have, you know, $100 or whatever in your bank account, and you may be more abundant than the guy down to the next city who's got $500 million, you know, who's terrified of losing it and is always thinking about money and always cringing at the thought when the market drops, you know, or whatever. So the abundance is really a state of being, state of mind. It's a state of relationship in your mind, in your emotions with money. And so it's looking at what is your personal relationship with it. And from that place, you get into a state of, either, you know, poverty thinking or abundance consciousness.
Mm.
So, you know, it shows up in the physical world, too. Like if you really buy into the feeling of, you know, that I have a lot and I am worth a lot and that a lot, you know, is coming to me constantly and you really open up, then you'll see it manifest. You'll feel this richness inside and this worthiness, and then you'll see the universe rewarding you, and then you can, you know, spend that and buy whatever you want. But for me, it's really about how the true financially free person is the one who doesn't ever have to think about it. It's just like one of those things, you know, love is so much more enjoyable than thinking about money in my world. So it's just a richer, there's a more of an abundance in that heart connection with love. Mm. and who do you love? You know, do you love yourself and who loves you? Then, you know, does your money love you? I don't know.
Yeah, probably, you know? Not. I saw a sign the other day, Joffrey, it said some people are so poor all they have is money. And I thought, wow, I had to think about that. We're like, wow. What, you know,
yeah, I mean, I'm not against money. I mean, money is just energy.
Sure.
But yet in the Western world, we've made it into a god.
Yes.
You know, the media, the advertising, the commercials, it's all about, you know, do you have the money to buy this? And it's just this needy, greedy market of like want, more and more and more.
Mm.
And it creates a sense of poverty. Like,
right.
Americans, I think, in general, they kind of tend to think that they're little, maybe they don't have so much.
Mm.
When if they went out to India, they would realize they live like kings and queens, you know?
Yeah, so you know, it's interesting. I had a young man, a little boy. I was helping some orphanages in Mexico, and he says to me, "You're a rich man." I go, "Oh, no. No, no, not by far." He goes, "No, you're a rich man." And it didn't hit me.
Mm.
Until I got home and realized I was wearing a $700 pair of shoes. He didn't have shoes.
Oh.
You know, that I'm putting on a suit and going to a big church. They had a hut. And I realized, oh, my gosh, I totally missed the point.
Mm.
You know, little boy was seeing that, you know, because I had shoes and he had no shoes, I was a rich person. I think that's what you're talking about. We get so caught up in that the love of money, you know,
yeah,
that we get lost. You have this concept called the abundance vision, which is really interesting. What is that? Can you explain that?
Well, it's looking through as if you're putting on a pair of sunglasses but these are more like abundance vision glasses. So you're seeing the world through perspective that isn't necessarily, like sunglasses would make things darker. This would make things a little bit brighter. So you would look at, you know, say something in your house, like your bed or your car or your, whatever it is in your house, that, oh, wow, there's riches here. There's the richness here. It could be anything. It could be your clothes, where you're living in a state of gratitude, a state of appreciation. And it's really, the abundance vision happens when it goes into the smallest details, just the little things. You know, like I've got 10 fingers and toes. You know, it's the little things we take for granted and yet are really big things. You know, if you lost one of those fingers or toes, it would be a major deal. So, right? I mean, we just
absolutely
need to have this, put on these abundance glasses where we see the richness even of the world. I mean, you look out in the world and you're like, wow, like look at all the animals and plants and the oceans and the people and all the things they're building and doing. And it's phenomenal. It's mind-blowing to just look at even just this planet, what's going on. So there's so much here, and that increases your vibration, your consciousness, to attract even more abundance to you, to live in the abundant world and universe that we actually do live in. And so when you, the, what you focus on, you become, right? And what you can't be with, you know, you also become. So if you, if there's a resistance to seeing abundance, you know, or being with it, you know, if you're against your neighbor who has whatever, $500,000 car or whatever, and it's like, it's like, oh, well, that resistance is going to create a lack inside of you. And so it's more about, you know, seeing the value of that all things are connected to the God source, which is the greatest source of abundance we could ever imagine or beyond our imagination. And so we just the abundance vision is seeing that divine spiritual connection at the core. And so it's seeing beyond the physical,
right?
You know, seeing that it's all energy.
How do we start to do that more often? Then how do we really get to that place where we're using this these new glasses? And how do we do that more often than less? Seems that people get so caught up in their day in and day out life that they don't stay there very long.
Right. You know, first it's just a slowing down process. You know, not running on the rat wheel trying to get to the next big cheese. You know, because that isn't going to allow you to see, you know, what's right here in front of you. You know, it's, I have this analogy of if you're driving 200 miles an hour alongside the Grand Canyon, how much of that amazing canyon are you going to be able to take in going at that speed? You're not going to really appreciate what's there. You're not going to see the beauty, the divinity that's actually there. And so that's why I recommend always slowing down as much as you possibly can, slowing down your breathing, slowing down how fast you're moving, talking, eating, because that allows you to see this Grand Canyon, this divine beauty is right here in front of your eyes. And when your eyes start to open, this is, you know, the spiritual awakening that people are referring to. Your eyes start to see, wow, the abundance is right here. Mm. It's all around me. It's this universe, you know, this amazing planet. It's this consciousness that I'm living in. It's this creativity that I have, this ability to take action, to be motivated, to be excited, to be in love. You know, it's all part of the abundance consciousness, you know, that we can, I mean, it's a natural thing, actually. You know, you talk to a child or a baby, it's like they're in bliss. You know, they don't see limitations or boundaries or smallness. You know, they just see this awe and this curiosity. And I think that's our goal in this journey, is to return and integrate what we came into this world with. We started with this curiosity, with this open-eyed approach, and this awe, you know, and how we see things. So, yeah, it's slowing down is the first step. You know, the second step would be to just live in a state of gratitude constantly. You know, that what can you be thankful for, you know, every hour, you know, or every 10 minutes? I mean, just keep putting your attention on that energy of gratitude, appreciation for yourself, for whatever. And eventually the mind, you can train the mind. You know, if you keep, you know, if you put like a, say, a, you know, a ring on your finger or something on your wrist that would remind you to think about gratitude and just keep the mind going back and back and back as many times as you can. Eventually you retrain those neural pathways in your brain to form, you know, bigger vessels. It's like a bigger tube that's easier to live in gratitude over time. The brain actually physically changes. So you can just, oh, well, you wake up and you're already in gratitude. You're like, oh.
Well, you know, you were talking about slowing down, and I would probably relate slowing down to relaxation, and you teach that relaxation creates financial receptivity and abundance. How does that work? I mean, because it seems like our world has taught us that the rat trail that you were talking about, we get caught up in that thinking that the faster we go, the more we get, and you're saying quite the opposite.
Right. Well, it comes down to our financial frequency, which is at the core, your how deep can you relax into your body and be, and so the depth of relaxation that you can reach allows for the height of receptivity. So there's an ability to receive. You know, there's a worthiness factor, there's a sense of, you know, I can receive, I can let it in, and I'm worth it, I deserve it. And so how much you love yourself and how much you can relax into your body, your heart, your being, it can expand that value, whatever it is. And so your financial frequency is really dependent on that ability to just let go of all of the feelings of lacking. I don't have this, and I want that, and I need that, and we have to run after that and make that happen. That all of that, it just creates a, you know, this anxiety, which anxiety is not an abundant state. It's not a financially receptive state. Somebody could try to give you $100 bill and you're so anxious, you know, that you miss it. You know, that you don't see that it's right in front of you. It's kind of like you can have a really closed, tight fist, or you can have a relaxed, open palm, you know, which is more able to receive. So, you know, and of course there's action, you know. It's not like just being sitting home, relaxing is going to make you financially free. You know, it's about taking inspired action on what makes you excited to contribute to the world. And so the more people that you can help with these inspired ideas of why you're here and what gifts you're here to bring the world, and what people have told you in the past, like, oh, wow, you really helped me with that. And then so if you can help, say, 100 people or 1,000 people, that will increase your physical financial receptivity, that you'll physically start receiving whatever it is. Because the more you give, then you're creating this vacuum inside you where you have to receive. Like, the universe has to give something back to you if you're constantly giving it. And so then it really depends on, well, how much can you let in? How receptive are you? How much can you relax and say, yes, I will take that, you know, because then it gives you even more to give back.
it's a cycle.
It is a beautiful cycle that we're in. And it's just about getting the right mindset. You know, it's the manifesting mindset. Once you know that you are an all-powerful manifesting being, you're a soul that's never going to die. Once you know this about yourself, that you're a manifesting machine, you can't do anything else but manifest. You can manifest situations you don't want. You can manifest situations you do want. Right? You're a manifesting magnet. You can't stop manifesting.
Right.
Right? Once you accept this, that this is the truth to the very core, and there's nothing that you can do about it. You cannot change this, right? That your body, your mind is a manifesting machine. Then you just start relaxing and focusing from that relaxed place on what you want, whether it's a feeling of abundance or a feeling of, hey, I know what I'm here to give. I know what makes my heart sing. You know, what makes me happy, jump out of bed first thing in the morning, that is what's going to make you financially free.
I like that.
And my definition of financial freedom, you know.
Yeah, instead of rolling out and going, oh, here I go.
Right. And it's about your attitude towards your bills. You know, like, you know, bills are wonderful. They're luxuries. You get to have these luxury items of heat, you know, and telephone and internet or, you know, whatever it is. They're luxuries, you know, compared to that person that lives with the dirt floor in India that has no bills, you know.
You know, I had someone once tell me that they were upset because they had all these tax problems. And I said, be glad you have them.
Yeah.
That means you're making money.
Right. There's some people don't even file.
They don't make money.
Yeah.
Well, you say you have this is interesting, that you have a spiritual hearing aid for the truth. What is that? That's interesting. A spiritual hearing aid.
Well, there's different ways to listen to the universe. So you can listen from your own, you know, ego mind about what's in it for me. You can listen from the collective mind, how everybody in this room is hearing, everybody on the call, how are they all listening to this message? And then you can listen to from the universal perspective, sort of a cosmic ear, which is more the spiritual aspect, which is unlimited, has no boundaries, beyond space and time, and hears that there's no conflict, there's no problems, there's just what is. This is what's happening in this moment. And so each moment you have a choice of how you're listening to whatever is being presented, whether it's your boss, you know, promoting you or firing you. You know, you can listen from each of those perspectives and you'll have a different opinion. You'll have a different experience. And so, you know, my advice is to try all three out and see what it's like to just play the role of all three and then find what's in the middle. Find where you are. You know, because if you can listen from a spiritual point of view and it feels better to you, why not? Why not take
that
on?
That's right.
You know, how can you say that that's not real? You know, what's real is your experience of life. You know, your emotions, your feelings. I mean, that's in this moment. You know, that's real. You know, and 5 minutes from now, I mean, it's gone, and that's not real anymore. What's real is what's here now. So, you know, it's just about really being in the moment. You know, how much can you relax into this moment where abundance, the abundant universe exists, the ocean of abundance.
You know, kind of getting more into that, being in the moment and in the place where you say the ocean of abundance lives. How can we shift from the inside out? Because that's going to take being present. And what does that mean?
Well, we've all got blocks. You know, we all have negative thinking patterns, limiting belief systems. We've got criticisms. You know, our parents told us you'd never amount to anything, da da da. You know, and then so all of that is what is there to shapeshift. That's the clay that we get to work with. And so what you want to do is you want to take a little inventory of all your limiting beliefs about who you are and what's possible and what's not possible with your life. You know, and so you honor that these are the gifts, even though you may say they're issues or problems, but they're really the gold that you're going to be working with, you know, to turn into something much more valuable. And, it just takes time to really get to know oneself. It takes, you know, life throwing a curveball at you, you know, a death or divorce or some trauma to really throw you into yourself and be like, oh, wow, like life is really, really challenging at this moment. And I'm really having to look at and reevaluate my belief system and where I'm limiting myself. And sometimes, you know, we can just do that. We don't have to wait for life to throw everything upside down, you know. But, yeah, if we live long enough, we'll outlive everyone, all our friends and family, and we'll go through a lot of funerals. So, mm-hmm. you know, it'll bring up, life will naturally bring up the sense of release and letting go and having to let go of everything. Eventually we'll let go of this body and this mind. And, you know, they say there's no pockets in heaven. You can't bring anything with you. All the money you get here, it stays here. So, you know, play with it. You know, play with what you have and don't be upset about what you don't have, because there's a reason. I believe there's a divine, like a multidimensional consciousness called God, the source that is behind it all. It is not going to give you something that's not going to benefit your spiritual path, which I believe is the ultimate reason why each of us are here, is to find that path, develop it, to grow upon it, and to realize that we are these infinite spiritual beings with infinite power, with infinite knowledge, with the ability to transcend space and time and go beyond this physical world, to master this physical world. And many beings before us have done this, and it's not just a few, there's many. So it's like, oh, wow, you know, we have this opportunity to really master the inner world. And when you master your inner world, guess what? Your outer world gets mastered as a byproduct.
Mm. So where does self-love come into all of this? I mean, how does self-love attract more abundance? I mean, I think that's what you're kind of getting to, is that real understanding of your inner self. And I'm really interested to see how does self-love play into attracting abundance?
Yeah, so we've got these parts, you know, these limiting beliefs. Our parents told us we weren't worth anything. And so, you know, that's sort of like the wound that needs healing, needs loving. And, you know, that's where we start the engine of loving ourselves, as we find where we don't feel so great or feel like we're lacking or not lovable. And so you get that engine going where, okay, I love that part of myself. I'm okay as I am, that you're a worthy being, that you are lovable. And you just keep honoring that process of loving yourself, and eventually you raise your frequency, you raise your vibration, because you're not buying into this limiting lack lie, you know, that has been fed to you. You know, I mean, every thought we have inside of our brain has come from someone else, right? Every word that we learned, you know, it's come from someone in our past. So, you know, it's the same thing with these beliefs. And, you know, when you're loving yourself, there is this fullness inside where you go beyond the beliefs. The beliefs can't even touch it. You know, somebody, you might have a belief of, you know, I'm not worthy or I am worthy. And both of those beliefs are just, they're nothing in comparison to the experience and the feeling of love inside of you. Which, you know, belief is just a thought, right? There's a idea you can write down. But what goes beyond that? What's deeper than the thought? And that's, you know, something that the mind can't really understand, and that I would call is love. You know, this sense of just coming home to oneself and realizing that one is this ocean of consciousness, of the God source is running through all things and each moment. So, yeah, self-love is absolutely, it's an essential step towards abundance, because we have, you know, such a connection to a state of joy, a state of worthiness, a state of we have an infinite amount of time and patience. You know, these are all qualities that you get from being in love. You know, there's a natural happiness that comes when you're in love with someone, whether it's yourself or another person or an animal or whoever. I mean, there's an abundance feeling that follows that. So, you know, it's really about redefining abundance as something beyond the material world, because abundance, we've just been so trained and programmed in the Western world to believe that abundance means that you've got some really expensive things.
Right.
Which, you know, you could talk to some people who are, you know, really super wealthy, and they may not be, like, feeling abundant. They may not have any abundance conscious. They may be living in fear of losing it all. And so you're like, well, I don't want that. You know?
Right.
I'd rather be, you know, modestly wealthy or even poor, you know, financially, in order to have a sense of just being at peace, you know, with money or with the material world.
And you brought that word up. You brought up that word peace. What is your meaning of peace within? Because that's a very, very elusive thing for people. They seek that.
Yeah, it's, you know, there's so many different ways to approach it, but for me, it's just not having any conflict. You know, there's no conflict with anything, anyone, any thought, any belief. When something fearful comes up, you don't run away. You just meet it. You embrace it. You become an allowaholic. Or you're just allowing everything. And, you know, if you're constantly allowing each experience of life to flow through you, whatever it is, you know, you're going to find a very deep wellspring of peace inside. And, you know, peace comes from learning how to relax, you know, to just realizing where you're holding tension right now in your body. Because if you look, there's something, there's some place, your neck or shoulders or hands or jaw or wherever, that the organism, the body, is still holding on to something. Something it wants to say, something it wants to do, or some trauma from 10 years ago that happened, it's still holding on to tension. And so when we can go into that tension and find out what it's like to just give it love, give it attention, give it the sense of worthiness or healing or whatever it's needing, find out what it needs to feel, then the inner peace factor just starts growing. There's just a beautiful healing that happens. And we all are here to heal, every single one of us. You know, you can't be human and not have something inside of you that needs to let go, to relax, to just trust, to learn how to love on a deeper level. I mean, it's just life does this to us. And who knows, you know, it could be past lives or whatever, but we've come in to grow and to evolve. And, you know, we kind of have to have something to push against. So we need some sort of trauma or negativity or something to heal, to make us grow, so we have an experience of growth. Otherwise, we'd just be like, you know, slugs in a pool of warm mud. You know?
Now, there's a thought.
Yeah, I mean, then there's nothing, there's nowhere to go. You're just, oh, I was just so content in this warm pool for 90 years of my life, and that's it.
You know, you were just talking a few minutes ago about healing. What are the three steps to naturally healing from within? You, I know you talk a lot about it.
Well, I would say that the first step would be to really acknowledge what is it that needs healing. You know, is it an emotional feeling of, you know, this it could be anything, whatever it is, it needs to be acknowledged. And the second step would be to honor it, to say that this is a teacher. This part is helping me grow, and I'm not going to cut it out like a cancer and throw it away, that I'm going to meet it head on and saying, thank you for coming into my life. You're going to make me grow tremendously, and I'm going to work with you. And then the last step would be to learn how to let it go, saying that now I'm the teacher, that I've learned the lesson I came here to learn from this trauma, and I realize that I'm beyond the healing, the healer in the wound, whatever it is that needed to happen, that I've learned it and I've got it, and now I can let it all go and move on to something else.
Mm. So it makes a whole lot of sense, really, especially that letting go thing.
Yeah. Yeah, life is just a huge let go. You know?
I like that. That should
it
be on
is.
A t-shirt,
it's
job.
It's a massive, massive process of letting go each moment. And that's true with abundance. Like, if you want abundance into your life, you got to let go of all the feelings of limitation, lack, of worry, poverty thinking, you know, poverty feelings. And, you know, we all have them to a certain degree, because there's always going to be somebody who's more abundant. There's always another trillionaire out there who's got 10 times more than you. So,
that's right.
Like, okay, you know, I can also grow.
So what are a few action steps to maintain or enhance our abundance vision? Going back to where we started, you know, what are some steps we can take that can get us to seeing more of what you're talking about through our abundance vision glasses, so to speak?
Yeah, so some physical things would be to, you know, spend some money on yourself. You know, buy yourself.
Woohoo! You heard that, folks.
Yeah, expensive pair of shoes or something that, you know, when you walk on those pair of shoes, you're going to feel really rich.
Mm.
You know, that is going to help you, you know, every day, especially if you wear them every day. You know, there's a sensation that goes to your body of just wealth, and that you're worthy of that wealth. So that would be a simple, you know, thing that you can just, and I wouldn't necessarily spend a lot of money on anything material if you really feel like it's going to make you feel less rich. Like if you have to borrow money and then you're, you know, going deeper credit card debt to do that, then that's not necessarily the goal. You know, it's more about a sense of saving up for it, and then, wow, I really did it, and this really means a lot to me, you know, to have this outfit or this car or whatever the physical thing is. And it's just a symbol. You know, it doesn't mean that you're more special or you have a higher status or whatever. It's just a material thing that is going to come and go in your life. And it just has the value that you put into it because you had to stretch yourself to afford it. It went past your normal boundaries of, oh, I only normally spend $20 or $30 on my shoes. Now I'm going to spend, you know, $180 or $300 or whatever, $1,000. So it's like, okay, that's really beyond my comfort zone. So that's one thing, is just stepping out of your comfort zone. You know, on whatever level, you know, you can also do, like, say, an abundance vision board, something you wake up in the morning and you cut out pictures or go to Google and find some images of things that you can just cut and paste on this board, and just, you know, abundant thoughts. You know, you can write down certain thoughts, or, you know, just photos of a beautiful house or sunset or whatever it is that is abundant to you. And then every day you look at that and you don't think, like, this is something that I don't have and I'm working towards. Instead, you look at it and you assimilate it into your body. You breathe into it as if you're in the picture, that you're living the dream, that you're already there, that you're feeling what it's like to drive that car, be in that house, or whatever it is that you put on your abundance board. And, you know, the feeling is the secret. If you can't feel a sense of relaxation, then you're never going to find real abundance. You know, you're always going to be in this state of lack. You know, the lacking feeling is it's an anxiety feeling. It's a sense that it just can't relax, because it's never good enough. There's always something else. I'm never going to reach my goal, and I have to work harder and harder instead of just trust. and learn how to let go and receive a higher consciousness, which, you know, I find that people who really meditate and they sit in silence for long periods of time, they get the insights of what it is, the creative ideas that can make them financially rich. And so, you know, a lot of really successful people, they'll say, well, just, you know, that they really do all their major work in 15 minutes of just sitting and doing nothing and letting their mind just relax into this sense of nothingness where the universe fills in the creative details of oh, well, this is going to make your life more rich when you, you know, approach this person with this creative idea or have that conversation with that other person, and that will lead to, you know, a bigger project or business or whatever that is more in aligned with your abundance vision. So, you know, and everybody's different. As I said before, it's, you know, the definition of abundance, you know, is it's individual, and it's like how financially free you are is how little time you spend thinking about money.
That is so important. I love that. You know, abundance is how little time you spend thinking about money. You said something interesting. I heard a quote once I from somebody who said, I often make more money sitting still than I do working. And
yeah.
That's kind of what you're saying, right? It's like
yeah.
when you're still, you can hear Source, God, Universe, whatever you call it, speak to you and give you these abundant ideas that you normally wouldn't hear because you're too stressed out about making the money.
Exactly.
That is so important. You know, Joffrey,
yeah,
we have about 15 minutes left here, and I'm really excited about the things that you're teaching us here today. And I know that there are people out there right now that are probably in a position where they're going, gosh, I just really want to have more abundance, and I'm really, you know, not seeing it. Do you have another exercise maybe you want to share with the listeners at this time that maybe something else they could do besides? And I gotta be honest with you, I gotta come clean. When you said go out and buy something for yourself, I gotta tell you what popped into my head. A pair of orange Nike tennis shoes. Now, listen, I don't spend more than $30 on tennis shoes. These are $150,
uh-huh.
And they're orange. And all I kept thinking was, Daniel, at your age, you don't need to be walking around with orange high tops. But this is just a desire that I really want them. So I'm going to go this weekend and get them.
Awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
All right. I'm going to wear them with a suit, too. So you got
yeah, then people are
going to
make comments, and then you'd be like, yeah, these are my 150 shoes. Woo-hoo.
Yeah, I'm going to write abundance on the back. Any other exercises you could share with our listeners?
Yeah, I've got a guided meditation to manifesting abundance of money on my Super Manifestor package, and I can give you a little taste of it.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, just a few minutes. And just take a moment here to you know, sit down, relax your body, just take a deep breath, and just let go whatever's inside of you. And just take another deep breath, and just release whatever tension maybe holding on to that may be blocking you from receiving greater abundance in your life. And just release and breathe out that tension on your next out-breath. Just letting it go. Ah, it just feels so good to let it go. And I want you to imagine that above you, in the sky above, is raining money that those checks, or however those notes are, those bills, or whatever currency that is your currency, your favorite amount, is falling in massive amounts all over, just sprinkling all around you, all over your neighborhood, over your house and it's just piling up upon the trillions and trillions. It's so much money that everyone in your community and you are now completely financially free. Completely financially abundant. And see yourself jumping and playing in these huge piles of money. Laughing. All your friends and family are there with you. Everyone you know that you care about is with you here. And just check inside yourself as you're sitting in this huge pile of money, seeing everyone laughing and playing around you, and just notice, how do you feel? And let that feeling grow, expand in your heart, through every cell in your body. Turn up the volume on it. Just notice what it's like to be in this state. Allowing the sense of gratitude, appreciation, sense of abundance, true abundance, just come flooding through you. This great sense of joy, coming home to your most abundant self. So I just want you to take another deep breath and breathe this feeling into every cell throughout your body and anchor it. Anchor it into your heart so that you can return to this feeling anytime in the future. You can come back here with effortless ease. Just now taking another deep breath and allowing yourself to open your eyes, come back into the room, bringing this new sense of abundance and joy with you into your day, to your evening, to your week. Noticing how you'd like it to play out in your life, your relationship with money in your future. Visualizing yourself in the future, feeling more abundant and free. More relaxed, more at peace. Good job. You still there, Daniel?
Oh, you bet. I'm wearing my orange tennis shoes. Geoffrey, I'm curious about what's possible for the people who are listening here today. Could you take a few minutes and just share some of the amazing turnarounds that you've seen from people who applied this knowledge, this work that you have, that you teach?
Yeah, you can look in the testimonials on my website, and there's quite a few manifestations that have happened around money. People who have manifested $50,000 checks up to $500,000 in a game show. people who have been able to sell a home that has been on the market for a very long time, in a matter of weeks. You know, there's an abundance of shift that happen on the internal world. People even shift their physical body, letting go of extra weight, because their vibration gets so high that the body can't hold this heaviness anymore. So, you know, the abundance can come in any form. And what this super manifesting experience, this program that I designed, what it does is it raises your vibration. You know, you just simply follow the 8 habits 6 days a week for 90 days in a row. And what you're doing is you're reprogramming your mind and your neurons and your brain, your feelings, everything inside of you to this higher frequency where you can't necessarily so easily slide down into negative thinking or poverty consciousness, because those new pathways in your brain have, you know, reformulated to a higher level. And so, you know, it shifts after 30 days. But when you go 90 days, it's nearly impossible for you to go back to the old patterns. It truly is. You really have to work at it. You really have to want to have, you know, poverty in your life again. So, you know, I give a money-back guarantee. You know, you do it for 90 days, and if you don't see a shift in your life as far as any goals on your manifesting agenda, anything you want to manifest, anything, if you don't see those show up in 90 days and you've done the program for 6 days a week, then I'll give you a total
right. Right. You know, I get really excited about seeing people really take control of their life. And there's so much more that we can learn from Joffrey that I've asked him actually to create a special offer for everyone who's listening on the call today. So I want to highly encourage you to go to his offer special, Joffrey's offer, right now and experience it for yourself. And here's how, and we're going to talk a little bit more about what you'll find there in just a second. But what you want to do is you want to go to www.awakeningtoabundance.com/vision, and that's V-I-S-I-O-N. Joffrey, tell everybody what they're going to find there, because I know you're excited about seeing people create abundance in their life, and you've already said, hey, look, if you can't get it done in 90 days, I'll give you your money back. But what are they going to find when they go to this link?
Well, I've got 4 ebooks that I've written. The Manifesting Manual is the most profound piece of information. It's 257 pages long, and it's basically the handbook to manifesting. There's many exercises, visualizations, just an inspiring content. There's 200 quotes that will awaken this manifesting being that may be sleeping inside you. You also get the 90-day manifesting routine, which is, it'll jumpstart your vibration and bring you into this higher state of consciousness where you become a manifesting magnet. You also get the 8-day manifesting e-course. We send you, it also is another jumpstart material. There's 12 manifesting meditations on how to become a manifesting magnet, the $1 million manifesting meditation. There's the abundance of money meditation, meeting your financial guru. The money mantra is a really popular one. And then the blue room, which people manifest things in the physical world by going to this magical blue room. There's also the healing your body, mind, and soul meditation, self-love, manifest an enlightened soulmate, experiencing samadhi, which is a higher state of spiritual consciousness, which I say is the highest state of abundance that one can experience, and awakening the kundalini, which is it's a word that, it's a very ancient word, the kundalini, that means bringing up this, it's basically healing within you, but it also awakens the spiritual path inside. And then there's the journey towards the Akashic Records meditation, which allows you to peer into even past lives and to see, you know, what you know, information, questions that you have about life, or last lifetime, or even the future that may be in this Akashic database that we all have access to. Then there's bonuses. You'll get the Enlightened Manifester, which is a whole year-long enlightenment program, the Love Mantra, and then there's a Quiet Mind meditation that teaches you how to meditate. And then, of course, there's the 12-day Money Manifesting e-course. So, yeah, there's a lot. There's another 30 days of Enlightened Messages. So you get a lot for what the value that all of this is worth is over $350, but we're giving it to you for a fraction of that, $97. So,
wow. And what kind of benefits what can they expect to experience right away or over time from actually participating in your program? Because it sounds so robust and so wonderful.
Yeah. Well, people will find shifts in their consciousness. They'll feel a sense of inner peace right away. Mm-hmm. They'll start to feel like that their life has a purpose, a mission. There's a sense of, I know what I'm here to do. Once you're on the program, I'd say even within, 3 to 6 weeks, that will start to form this a more real understanding of your purpose here versus like what I should be doing here and what everybody told me I'm supposed to do. There's a deeper mission that starts to come out. You can see your finances shift around. I've seen people even as soon as 3 days start to manifest, making their money back for the investment and then some that quickly. So, you can call it an investment in yourself, but really it's what's happening is that you're going to reward yourself by taking that step. And, you're going to make your money back and much, much more by applying these secrets because your vibration is going to be so high that you're going to get more creative ideas and be more proactive and less reactive as far as what you want to create in your life. So basically you become more of a conscious manifesting being by doing this program. And it's just results. I mean, whatever it is that you want, you want to be more effective in your business or more loving your relationship, raising your vibration makes whatever's a priority for you show up because we are naturally manifesting beings. So whatever it is that you want just starts to come towards you. It's like a magnet. It just, you're attracted to it. So
a lot of good stuff for them. And you said earlier that sometimes going out and doing something for ourselves, increasing that abundance vision, and doing something that might feel a little bit uncomfortable, and this might be the gift that you need to give yourself today, is to step out on faith and know that Joffrey can take you through this process. Joffrey, any other final thoughts you'd like to share before we go?
Well, the secret here too. Everything that we want to create in our lives is coming from this belief in ourselves and our faith in ourselves and who we are, and that we can allow ourselves to have whatever it is that we want. So, just the last message here is just to know that you do deserve to have whatever you want because the desire is there. Then there is the mechanics in the universe to give you that desire. The universe would not give you a desire unless it could be fulfilled. So just know that because you have a desire, then there is the mechanics to make that manifest.
Beautifully said. So folks, right now go to www.awakeningtoabundance.com/vision, and that's V-I-S-I-O-N. Thank you very much for sharing with us today, Joffrey. I appreciate you, and I look forward to our next call together. Have a beautiful day.
Yes. Thank you, Danielle.